Postponement in Frank case made certain. The Atlanta Georgian, Thursday, the 9th of October, 1913, page 1, column 2. Letter from Dorsey requests Judge Roan to let arguments go over. A letter received in Atlanta Thursday from Solicitor Dorsey made certain the postponement of arguments for a new trial for Leo M. Frank, which were to have been heard Saturday by Judge Roan. The letter intimated that the solicitor and his assistant, A.E. Stevens, who are now in Valdosta, would not return to this city before next Wednesday or Thursday. Mr. Dorsey requested that Judge Roan be asked to postpone, in addition to the Frank arguments, hearings on 5 other motions which scheduled for Saturday. This will clean the Sofans, who are now in Valdosta, necessitate his return. Defense doesn't object. The postponement is wholly within the discretion of Judge Roan, and the defense would interpose no objection in all probability, even if it did not entirely suit their wishes. It is understood, however, that Frank's lawyers are satisfied with the delay, as it afford them time obtain additional evidence of reported bias on the part of A.H. Hensley, Marcellus Johenning, and one or two other Frank jurors. The solicitor, who, with his assistant, A.E. Stevens, has been going over the voluminous amended motion of the defense with its 115 reasons for a new trial since its filling last week by Frank's lawyers, refuses to discuss the case except to express his confidence that a new trial will be denied. He stands firmly by his original declaration that the defense is without adequate grounds to ask for a new trial. He and Attorney Stevens, isolating themselves in Valdosta, where they will not be interrupted by office visitors, have given their entire time to the preparation of their argument against any movement which will reopen the sensational murder case. While the hearing before Judge Roan, set originally for October 4th, will have few of the spectacular features that marked the trial of Frank, the lawyers are making ready for a titanic struggle. Dorsey is determined. The solicitor is determined that the verdict of guilty shall stand. He is using every means to stave off what he regards as the remote possibility of reversal of the verdict that brought the death sentence to the defendant. Solicitor Dorsey prepared his request Wednesday for a delay of another week in the hearing. Judge Roan already had made known his willingness to extend the time if it was needed by the solicitor. When he learned that Dorsey would not be ready next Saturday, he promptly announced that the delay would be granted in accordance with his promise. While the solicitor is busily engaged reviewing the reasons of the defense, Frank's lawyers are seeking more witnesses who are said to have heard Hensley and other jurors make remarks before the trial indicating their violent prejudice. Page 2, Column 6. Beavers to look at police of Cincinnati. Chief Beavers will leave Thursday night for Cincinnati, where on Friday he will witness the annual inspection and parade of the Cincinnati police force. The chief will make a close study of methods in Cincinnati. He expects to be absent about 3 days. Page 4, Column 5, Beavers to look at police of Cincinnati. Chief Beavers will leave Thursday night for Cincinnati, where on Friday he will witness the annual inspection and parade of the Cincinnati police force. The chief will make a close study of methods in Cincinnati. He expects to be absent about 3 days. Page 9, Column 1, Postponum ent in Frank case made certain. Letter from Dorsey requests Judge Roan to let arguments go over. A letter received in Atlanta Thursday from Solicitor Dorsey made certain the postponement of arguments for a new trial for Leo M. Frank, which were to have been heard Saturday by Judge Roan. The letter intimated that the solicitor and his assistant, A.E. Stevens, who are now in Valdosta, would not return to this city before next Wednesday or Thursday. Mr. Dorsey requested that Judge Roan be asked to postpone, in addition to the Frank arguments, hearings on 5 other motions which scheduled for Saturday. This will clean the Sofans, who are now in Valdosta, necessitate his return. Defense doesn't object. The postponement is wholly within the discretion of Judge Roan, and the defense would interpose no objection in all probability, even if it did not entirely suit their wishes. It is understood, however, that Frank's lawyers are satisfied with the delay, as it afford them time obtain additional evidence of reported bias on the part of A.H. Hensley, Marcellus Johenning, and one or two other Frank jurors. The solicitor, who, with his assistant, A.E. Stevens, has been going over the voluminous amended motion of the defense, with its 115 reasons for a new trial since its filling last week by Frank's lawyers, refuses to discuss the case except to express his confidence that a new trial will be denied. He stands firmly by his original declaration that the defense is without adequate grounds to ask for a new trial. He and Attorney Stevens, isolating themselves in Valdosta, where they will not be interrupted by office visitors, have given their entire time to the preparation of their argument against any movement which will reopen the sensational murder case. while the hearing before Judge Roan, set originally for October 4th, will have few of the spectacular features that marked the trial of Frank, the lawyers are making ready for a titanic struggle. Dorsey is determined. The solicitor is determined that the verdict of guilty shall stand. He is using every means to stave off what he regards as the remote possibility of reversal of the verdict that brought the death sentence to the defendant. Solicitor Dorsey prepared his request Wednesday for a delay of another week in the hearing. Judge Roan already had made known his willingness to extend the time if it was needed by the solicitor. When he learned that Dorsey would not be ready next Saturday, he promptly announced that the delay would be granted in accordance with his promise. While the solicitor is busily engaged reviewing the reasons of the defense, Frank's lawyers are seeking more witnesses who are said to have heard Hensley and other jurors make remarks before the trial indicating their violent prejudice.